Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts for this section with special directions for each part. Part 1. Question 1 to 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues and questions spoken in English. The dialogues and the question will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue and the question about it, read the five possible answers, and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have just heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear.
Andy, it's 11 p.m. Shut down the computer now. You have to go to school tomorrow.
Just a moment, Mom.
You've been saying that since the last hour. You'd better shut it down now, or else I will tell your father to sell it for good.
All right. I've shut it down now. Please don't tell father.
What does the woman warn the boy?
A.
He must shut down the computer, or else he cannot go to school.
B.
He must sell the computer, otherwise his father will break it.
C.
He must turn off the computer, or else his father will sell it.
D.
He must shut down the computer and go to sleep right away.
E.
He must turn off the computer, otherwise his mom will do it. The best answer to the question is he must turn off the computer, or else his father will sell it. Therefore, you should choose answer C. Now let's begin with number 1. Number 1.
I can't believe tomorrow is the first day of the new year.
I know, right? 2017 went by so fast.
It did. Have you made a New Year's resolution yet?
Nah, I don't need any. I'd like to keep my life flowing freely like water. What about you?
I do have a resolution for next year. I want to lose some weight and graduate with GPA above 3.5.
Well, you'd better work hard for that.
What does the woman's New Year's resolution? Number 2.
Why are you spraying your house with pesticide, Jim? You know it's highly toxic, don't you?
Yes, but I have an ant problem. They're everywhere in the house.
How did that happen?
I think someone left some food around outside and it attracted ants. Now they're coming into the house.
That's terrible, but you have to be careful with that pesticide.
You know I will.
What is the man's problem? Number 3.
Hello?
Hi, Kate.
This is Anne. Are you having a free time tonight?
I'm afraid no. It's my aunt and uncle's anniversary and I promised to babysit my 3-year-old niece. What's going on anyway?
I need a little help with my essay. I'm having a hard time analyzing the data.
Well, I'm free tomorrow night. You can come to my house if you want.
That's terrific. See you tomorrow night, then.
What is Kate doing tonight? Number 4.
Do you know where I can buy a good dishwasher for an affordable price?
I think the home improvement store around the corner is having a big sale this weekend. Why do you want to buy a dishwasher, anyway? Don't you have one already?
Yes, but it's broken.
Well, have you tried to repair it? It's cheaper than to buy new.
I have. We called a technician yesterday. He said that the damage was so bad that it would cost more to repair than to replace it.
Why does the man want to buy a new dishwasher? Part 2. Questions 5 to 7. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some incomplete dialogue spoken in English, followed by 4 responses, also spoken in English. The dialogues and the responses will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You have to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question.
Did you see John? I have an important matter to talk to him.
I have no idea, sorry.
Come on, you're his girlfriend, aren't you? You should know where he is right now.
What does the woman probably respond?
A.
No, I'm not. We broke up yesterday.
B.
He went to the bookstore last Sunday.
C.
He has many good books in his room.
D.
He's been reading book for 2 hours.
E.
He could be in the library at the moment. The best answer to the question "What does the woman probably respond?" is "He could be in the library at the moment." Therefore, you should choose answer E. Number 5.
How much is this microwave oven?
It's $850.
Can you lower the price? That's way beyond my budget.
I'm afraid I can't. All prices in our store are fixed.
I see. Do you have a cheaper model that offers the same features as this one?
What is the woman's possible answer?
A.
Cheap microwave is of low quality.
B.
Yes, I think you will like this one.
C.
See, the price says much about the quality.
D.
No, we don't sell cheap items.
E.
The warranty for this item is 1 year. Number 6.
I want to return this shirt. The color wore off when I washed it.
I'm afraid you can't.
Why can't I? I want my money back now.
I'm sorry, but it's the store's policy that once a shirt has been washed, it's non-returnable.
That's not fair. I want to see the manager.
What does the woman probably respond?
A.
The manager is in his office.
B.
He'll come right away.
C.
D. I'm afraid you can't.
D.
Why are you so stubborn?
E.
The manager is not here right now. Number 7.
The train is delayed again.
I can't believe it. It's the 6th time in this week. How long do we have to wait?
About 40 minutes.
Great. We'll be late to work again.
Let's have a drink while we wait. There is no use in getting angry right now. It won't make the train come faster. Besides, there's a nice coffee shop nearby.
What is the man's possible answer?
A.
I'm not in the mood to drink coffee.
B.
I can't, I'm waiting for the train.
C.
Why didn't I think of that?
D.
That makes sense. Let's go then.
E.
I'm sorry. I don't drink coffee. Part 3. Questions 8 to 11. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues or monologues spoken in English. The dialogues or monologues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue or monologue, look at the five pictures provided in your test book, and decide which would be the most suitable answer for the dialogue or monologue you have just heard. Number 8.
Dad, could you buy me a pair of rollerblades? It's my birthday next week.
Rollerblades are not safe. You can get injured if you fall.
I'll be very careful. I promise.
They cost a lot of money, anyway. I think books will be more useful for you. Don't you think so?
Yeah, but I have enough books. Please,
Dad.
I want to have rollerblades like everyone else.
What does the girl want for her birthday present? Number 9.
Carrots can be traced back about 5,000 years through historical documents and paintings. No one knows exactly when the first carrots appeared, because many people mistook them for parsnips, a close relative of the carrot. Because of their nutritional value, people first grew carrots as medicine, not food, for a variety of ailments. A medium-sized carrot has 25 calories, 6 grams of carbs, and 2 grams of fiber. The veggie is an excellent source of vitamin A, providing more than 200% of your daily requirement in just one carrot.
What vegetable is described in the monologue? Number 10.
Are you going to the soccer practice after school?
Of course, but I think I'm going to be a little late.
Why is that? Coach will not tolerate any latecomers. He's a much disciplined manager.
I know, but I have to go to the temple first to pray. I called the coach this morning and he said he would let me join the practice. He's happy to hear that I practice my religion well.
Where is Pyuta going before to the soccer practice? Number 11.
Gymnastics is an amazing developmental sport that has a profound impact on a child's whole well-being. It benefits the child physically, academically, and socially. Gymnastics provides the proper athletic foundations for all sporting endeavors. It helps increase flexibility, strength, speed, agility, coordination, and balance. Also, being physically active in gymnastics may prevent obesity, some types of cancer, and helps blood pressure and bone density. Active children tend to grow up to become active and healthy teens and adults.
What sport is described in the monologue? Part 4. Questions 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker is saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the five possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have just heard. Question 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
When you hear the word family, what do you think of? Long camping trips? Backyard BBQ? It was always at the end of June, when my family and I went camping at East Lake in Hopkins. The smell of smoke and the heat from the fires that we sat around at night always made our camping trips that much more special. From the scary stories that my mom would tell my sisters, and to the funny stories that we couldn't stop laughing about. My family has come to teach me everything I know. They have built me into who I am today. When I think about my family, I think about all the things that they have done for me and the things that we have overcame over the past few years. I know for a fact that these people will always be by my side through all the tough times when I need them the most. We are very close to each other, even though we do not get along all the time.
Number 12. When does the speaker usually go camping with his family? Number 13. What does the speaker think about his family? Question 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue.
Oprah has dealt with a lot of unpleasant things throughout her public life: criticism about her weight, racism, intrusive questions about her sexuality, just to name a few. However, she never let it get in the way of her ambition and drive. When you look at her childhood, her personal triumphs are cast in an even more remarkable light. Growing up, Oprah was reportedly a victim of sexual abuse and was repeatedly molested by her cousin, an uncle, and a family friend. Later, she became pregnant and gave birth to a child at age 14, who passed away just 2 weeks later. But Oprah persevered. She went on to finish high school as an honors student and earned a full scholarship to college. She worked her way up through the ranks of television, from a local network anchor in Nashville to an international superstar and creator of her own network.
Number 14. What happened to Oprah's child? Number 15. What did Oprah do when facing terrible problems?